Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is now the 24th day of March 2004. As we go straight into gale force New World Order criminality, as we expose it, as we chronicle it. It is Wednesday, the 24th of March, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's freshly updated thanks to the great work of my webmasters, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we have a ultra-massive show for you today. In 30 minutes, I have a district attorney coming on in a major state who says he loves making people give blood at checkpoints, and you better get used to it. Imagine driving up to a checkpoint, 50 cars are stopped in front of you, every third car is pulled over, police officers handcuff you and jab needles into your arm, sucking out your blood. The Nazis, imagine watching an old movie, the Nazis on board the train sucking people's blood. No one would buy that. I mean, just showing the papers was bad enough, but see how far we've gone? Every day there's articles that say, headlines, Big Brother helping, Big Brother's a friend, giving up liberty's wonderful, cameras in school bathrooms are good. I remember 3 years ago, first getting news stories out of Arizona, Nevada, California, New Mexico, Arizona, where they, for some reason out west, I guess, this newest horror is out of Wisconsin. And people, the police put notices, we'll be stopping you at checkpoints, taking your blood. And by the way, they're trying to say, well, if you don't breathe, if you don't blow into the breathalyzer, we do. It's drug testing, and we're trying to find those articles and repost them. They're in the archives. We're posting them with this Wall Street Journal article as well. It's checkpoints. But don't believe me, it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to your son or daughter, to your mommy or your daddy or your granny. You're going to get to enjoy men in black uniforms sticking needles in your arm. Oh, don't believe me. They're going to put thumb scanners in the grocery store to buy and sell. It's coming to your area right now. But the illegal aliens, all their fake ID cards are accepted. They're given bank accounts, given apartments, given more tuition than citizens. They can do no wrong. In push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Hey, let me tell you something about MAD, folks. They're a front for the government. It has nothing to do with drunk driving. It's about a police state setting up automatic toll roads on all highways, automatic checkpoint systems. They passed the federal laws, the federal funding to do it. Back in 1998, and it's in my film, Police State 2000, released in early 99. So that's the reality of what we're dealing with. Remember the drug testing in the schools. It was just for if you were in the band or played football or, oh, if you're allowed to leave the campus at lunch, that's a privilege. Or if you're allowed to park your car there or, oh, allowed to be in shop. Or now it's federal initiative to make even elementary school students be urine or blood tested. Just getting us used to the government. Imagine if the Soviet Union took people's blood. People go, that's incredible tyranny. But here it's good. It's good. It'll stop the drugs that the dirty government ships in. And in this article, it says, in push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Authorities often must force suspects to give samples. A dilemma for doctors. Wall Street Journal. And that subheadline, Mr. Jones dies fighting. They kicked his face in. They tied him down and kicked his face in till his eye actually fell out, caved the whole eye in. And he died. And they got their blood. Because it's America, where we jab needles in your checkpoints. Because we're free. Because we put cameras in the school bathrooms. Because we're free. It couldn't happen here. It did happen here. And shame on all you sickos in government that think this is freedom. You're shameful. You're not even Americans, you pieces of worthless trash.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Throughout history, powerful, ruthless, cunning individuals with no conscience get into power and they sell the population on being slaves, usually using an outside threat. A threat in many cases that the establishment produces, the effective boogeyman. And we got a big show. I mean, Rumsfeld up there lying and you know, turning red face before the Whitewash Commission, all the developments on that. Incredible police state developments at every level as our society is transformed into something worse than the Soviet Union in our face. But I want to talk about this first, because a caller near the end of the broadcast yesterday called in and he said, Alex, yet again, you're right. The front page of the Wall Street Journal reports how they force people to give blood at checkpoints. So I got the news article and we posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it says, in push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Authorities often must force suspects to give samples, a dilemma for doctors. Now, we got dozens of writers for PrisonPlanet.com, and I know you're out there listening. I want a bunch of you to listen to what I have to say, to check out what I have to say, and then to go take this Wall Street Journal article and dissect it paragraph by paragraph and expose the lies and the evil that's being sold in this article. I don't know what upsets me more, the checkpoints sucking your blood and this total police state activity, or how they lie in this article, or perhaps the the writer Joseph Hallen may just be ignorant, probably is. But the police and establishment are lying. I mean, I've got their postings in the Tucson Citizen and in Colorado newspapers and, again, Arizona, going back 3 years ago, where this Thanksgiving, we better not drink and drive or use drugs and drive. We're going to have checkpoints randomly taking blood samples. Randomly taking your blood samples. And we've had a bunch of guests on the show who were driving home from work 5 o'clock in the afternoon, get pulled over, and they say, give us your blood. And they say, no way, man. And they pull a gun out and put it to their head and say, give us your blood or you're dead. Okay? I mean, that's what they let them know. I mean, it sounds incredible, but it's happening. Well, here it is, Wall Street Journal. In push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Authorities often must force suspects to give samples. A dilemma for doctors. Subheadline, Mr. Jones dies fighting. Now, to be clear on that, the people we've had on, the one individual in particular, said that they didn't say, we're going to kill you. They said, hold the gun out, put it to his head, and said, don't resist me, which is, I'll kill you. That's what it is. You put a gun to somebody's head, what are you saying? But they've killed quite a few people. You know, I said that if they pulled me over and said, we're going to suck your blood, I'd say no. But they don't care, folks. And this article also implies that nurses take your blood. Oh, no. Maybe in some cases, but again, we have stacks of articles we posted on this that people couldn't seem to believe that they take the blood at the checkpoints. We even got photos posted. At least I saw my wife getting ready to post them this morning when she was updating the site, where it shows the police and they're jabbing a needle, the needle that's built into the blood container into somebody's arm on the side of the road. And in one of the articles I read on air years ago, it described how by flashlight they take your blood. I mean, can you imagine this? The oppression, the violation, but thousands die from drunk driving, we gotta do something. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving may have some nice people involved, and it may have started as a good organization, but they're involved federally lobbying to get rid of the Fourth Amendment, to set up internal checkpoints in the country. It's all part of this control grid, the internal passport, the CAPS 2 system, which now isn't just for airlines, it'll be for trains and bus drivers, and now taxi drivers and food preparers and people that work in agriculture and then any job you're going to have. This is how it works. You know, you hear it's a trade deal, NAFTA and GATT, Free Trade Area of the Americas. Well, the actual documents say it's the Pan-American Union. So you hear, oh, it's an initiative to stop drunk drivers. No, it's not. It's internal checkpoints where they suck your blood. Again, they just give it nice names, nice excuses why they're doing it. Unbelievable. And in push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Authorities often must, they're the authorities, see, they're not the servants, they're the authorities, the officials. Authorities often must force suspects to give samples, a dilemma for doctors. And it says, Brookfield, Wisconsin. And it starts out with an excuse of, oh, see, this guy was drunk and we forced him to give blood, so see, all of you are guilty too now, see. Oh, the UN is going to try this guy. He's a Nazi. They extradited him for what he wrote. Oh, well, he's a Nazi. Then I don't support the First Amendment. Then it's your First Amendment that gets shut down when you're out protesting George Bush, which the federal courts have now ruled you can have a 500 pro-Bush supporters on a public street. You have an anti-Bush sign. You get arrested and federally charged as a terrorist. That's been in the Washington Times. You see my examples here of how this works? But the article goes on, and it says, flipping back into it, it's a long article. It says, Guard Danley Kresge testified that physical resistance to blood draws was a nightly event. Guards would use whatever forces necessary, he testified, typically handcuffing defendants' arms behind their back, bending them over an examination table in the jail's nurse office. Again, they do this on the side of the highway, folks. And holding them down. Sometimes drivers were held on the floor. We always got our blood, quote, he testified. Mr. Jones, 270 pounds, tossed several officers off his back with a buck of his head. Two officers testified that another stood on and kicked Mr. Jones's head. The officer denied the charge, but I guess the other officers lied then. Suddenly, Mr. Jones went limp. The coroner ruled that Mr. Jones died of acute cardiac arrhythmia, a heart rhythm disturbance, but a second autopsy performed by a retired deputy medical examiner at the request of Mr. Jones's widow found that his head had been beaten and his left eye crushed. Quote, had it not been for the trauma, he probably would not have died, the doctor testified. And by the way, we've made the calls, we've talked to the people. This guy's eyeball was hanging out of his head. They kicked his head in. And then the government medical examiner said, no, he had a boo-boo with his heart. And the retired medical examiner said, no, that killed him. So this is the point, and they're, well, we got to stop the drunk drivers. No, and we got to stop crime in school, so let's put cameras in the showers for the middle schoolers, which they're doing. I mean, again, that's not freedom, cameras in the bathrooms. I keep repeating this every day. That's not freedom. Do I have to explain how a camera in the toilet isn't freedom? Oh, from Canada to Tennessee, it's going in. And the article just goes on and on. It is 90% positive, glowing report about get ready for it. And I'm sure we'll get calls today. Every time I talk about this, we get calls. But, I mean, I've probably read 40 articles on this from around the country, mainly in New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California. This big story is out of Wisconsin. And we've got a guest coming on who's in this article here in about 15 minutes. You don't want to miss this. But, I mean, do I even have words to describe how bad this is? Again, 10 years ago, they said, we got to stop the scourge of drugs. Not the Ritalin and Prozac and lithium you put the children on. 10 million of them. That's much more toxic than even methamphetamine. No. Not the legal stuff you're pushing actively as the teachers acting as doctors. No, I don't mean that. No, I mean the illegal drugs that you're so worried about. We got to, these immoral drugs, which you ship in, you trash, you government filth. Started out, again, with the band, the football, want to park your car at the school, want any type of extracurricular, any type of privilege, but you got to do this. Well, now, guess what's happened? Well, now, all over the country, federally mandated, federally funded, urine, blood, or other tissue sample, they take them on a monthly basis, you all line up, and that's what's happening at these checkpoints. It's just total tyranny. Drug testing all students isn't freedom. Cameras in the bathrooms at the schools isn't freedom. Thumb scanning them, no cash allowed to get school lunches isn't freedom. Police wearing black ski masks and skull patches isn't freedom. Okay? None of this is freedom, people. And it gets much worse. There's a major article admitting that Homeland Security is controlling Hollywood. You know about the $70 million fake newscasts that are running that Lord Bush paid for. I mean, I've been warning you about this forever. We are in a Twilight Zone situation here. It is very, very serious. There's some good news, though. On C-SPAN.org this morning, early this morning at 6 o'clock, before I went on the radio in Rochester as a guest on the show, I was watching part of Rumsfeld's testimony where he breaks up and, you know, has to admit a bunch of stuff, and we'll get into that later. And on the main page of C-SPAN.org, it says most watched video. And it's been the most watched video now for coming up on 2 weeks since it was posted. I've never seen that happen before. Below it is NASA briefing on Mars mission. President Bush's remarks on first anniversary of start of Iraq war. Bush-Cheney campaign manager Ken Malum, former Dean campaign director Joe Tripp. That's all there. Major political announcements, major speeches. Do you know what for almost 2 weeks has been the number one watched video and story on C-SPAN.org? Can you guess? It's not the president. It's not NASA. Michael Barku, author of A Culture of Conspiracy from Washington Journal. That's the show they spent the morning after I was on Coast to Coast AM attacking me. And I've called C-SPAN. They're not going to have me on, they said. They're just going to sit there and let people attack me, basically. And we're going to try to get Brian Lamb on this show. I'll be polite to him. And I'm going to try to get Michael Barkun, the Saruman of propaganda for the globalists. We're going to try to have him on the show. If they won't have me on, I'll go there. Brian Lamb, I don't know, I've got 20 tapes at least of him talking about me. It's endless, but they spent almost the whole hour talking about me. And it doesn't seem like it's going to stop. And they just said, no, we're not going to have you on. So they said, well, we're covering politics right now. Oh, really? You just had this guy on talking about me for an hour. His book's about me. And but I can't. And that's the second time I've had an author on about me. And the point is, though, it's the number one thing on there. We outnumber these people. We're winning. You hear that, criminals? We're winning.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The globalists can tell their lies, put out their spin. The people don't trust them. They see through it. A massive awakening taking place, and to have the hour-long bash piece against me that was on C-SPAN on the 12th of this month still be the number one story, and then it's most watched video, number one story, above NASA briefing on Mars mission on the 18th, President Bush's remarks on first anniversary of start of Iraq war, Bush-Cheney campaign managers on television, C-SPAN rebroadcast their first televised session of the House of Representatives from 1979, all of that rates under. And people that have watched it just on the internet, again, we have the power, we have to start using it. But we call up Lamb's office, we're real nice, we go, you know, he talks about us all the time, we'd like to come on, talk about the so-called culture of conspiracy, give some answers. And Lamb's talked about me so many times, had other guests on. I just said, no, that's not a topic we do. Oh, yeah, you just have this professor up there with no facts, just spewing propaganda. But coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have District Attorney John O'Boyle on the show. And Mr. O'Boyle will be coming on the show here in just a few minutes to talk about how he's, quote, really pushed it, that is, blood testing to stop the evil drunk drivers. And just so when you and your family pull up to a checkpoint and they've got the needles ready, see, it starts out with just those we think are drunk, and then now, oh, we're randomly testing for drugs. They've been doing that for 3 years that I know of. That probably means it's been going on for 5 years, but we know 3 years. But we'll talk to the old district attorney coming up here. That should be quite interesting. Then, U.S. gas prices at all-time high, and with the president's boy in Congress testified yesterday, and Spencer Abraham, and said, hey, we don't care. We're not going to try to lower it. We're not going to go on the strategic reserves. We're not going to ask the Arabs to cut prices. It's not the Arabs to begin with. It's just this is the way it is. Just get used to it. Hey, the borders are wide open. Get used to it. Hey, Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban in a few months. Get used to it. Just get used to it, and the neocons are going to get out there and lie for them. Also, U.S. says FTAA, January 2005, deadline still on course to bring us into the Pan-American Union and to accelerate your job losses 7 times what they already are, they admit. That's a good thing, they say. Exporting jobs is good, and fast food jobs are now manufacturing and is a durable good product.
Mm-hmm.
Big Macs are. So, again, don't listen to us. Believe them, and things are great. Russian nuclear warship ready to blow up, says their top admirals. They're trying to get it back into port before it explodes in a nuclear explosion. That's the mainstream headline here out of the Register. 9/11 NORAD issue addressed in Rumsfeld testimony. He confessed that planes are supposed to be sent up to intercept hijacked planes, but for an hour and 25 minutes they weren't. He turned red and began stuttering. Also, a blistering criticism of pre-9/11 readiness. President Stapp was warned of imminent terrorism, panel says. The panel is a complete whitewash, making you think they're doing something and bringing up real no real issues. I was watching Tenet this morning. I mean, again, he's ready for The Sopranos. He's a perfect mobster archetype, just up there arrogantly banging his fist. I don't know about you out there, but I have a little bit of discernment. I know the body language of congenital liars, and Sandy Berger and Tenet and Powell and Albright and Rumsfeld, I mean, liars, liars, liars. But not just their body language. I know they're liars from the facts. They were all talking about how the FBI could never get documents or whereabouts or info on bin Laden and could never arrest him. When we know all these countries offered to turn him over, when we know they offered all these files and they said, no, we don't want it. Here, we'll bomb you with cruise missiles. Don't offer to hand over our CIA officer again. I mean, just every point. How do you describe every molecule of H2O in the sea? How do you track every word, an embellishment, a lie, a twisting, a fabrication, a bamboozlement? It's overwhelming. I just sit there watching an hour of this, preparing to vomit. People are watching all this smoke they're throwing up, trying to confuse people. So we'll get into the whole 9/11 commission as well. And as I said, just there's so much Big Brother news. It is just absolutely legion here, so you do not want to miss that as well. Here's a headline, Chicago Sun-Times coming up. Homeland Security liaison to keep Hollywood in line. Ah, Homeland Security to keep Hollywood in line. Government will track ID card use. They admit your national ID card, that's your driver's license, will track everything you buy and sell and do, as we told you. That's London Guardian. NEC demos Big Brother biometric phone booth. Got a thumb scan to use the phone booth. They already try to make you put in an ID card number, most of them. High school students offered rewards to stop crime in the Soviet Union, but I guess that's good. Cameras to guard new city parks. It says the new patron of the park is Big Brother. Big Brother's good now. Every day I see articles. People are saying Big Brother's good now. See, Big Brother, we're learning he's actually nice. We'll all love him like Winston at the end of 1984 with a tear down our cheek. Oh, Big Brother, I love you. We'll be right back and talk to Big Brother.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
All right, blasting out from Los Angeles, California, on the AM and FM dial to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas. Simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. Again, about 3 years ago, I started reading reports about police checkpoints in Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, where the police would just randomly take blood, or they thought you might be drinking and driving, they'd take blood. In some of the articles, it said we're just going to be out taking tissue samples to see if you're on drugs. People couldn't believe it as we posted the mainstream news articles. Well, here's an article out of the Wall Street Journal, and it's posted on the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And it says that, oh, we take them down, we hold them down, we force them, we get the blood. And there's the case of Mr. Jones out in Nevada. Mr. Jones, 270 pounds, tossed several officers off his back with a buck of his head. Two officers testified that another stood on him and kicked him. Mr. Jones's head, the officer denied the charge despite the other officer's testimony. Suddenly, Mr. Jones went limp. The coroner ruled Mr. Jones died of an acute cardiac arrhythmia, a heart rhythm disturbance, but a second autopsy performed by a retired deputy medical examiner, the request of Mrs. Jones's widow, found that his head had been beaten and his left eye crushed. Had it not been for the trauma, he probably would not have died, the doctor testified. And it said last March, a jury ruled the police and jail officials weren't responsible. Paul Martin, the jail's chief, says it is now uses a specially made chair with Velcro straps to restrain drivers brought in for forced blood draws. Joining us is a district attorney from a different area of the country, John O'Boyle, district attorney of Pierce County, Wisconsin. and we're honored to have him on the show. He says that I've really pushed it. He believes in it. And he says blood tests tend to be pretty bulletproof, close quote. Sir, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So you're a big fan of this. When did the blood drawing start?
Well, I'm a big fan of having officers obtain and do blood tests as their primary test under our law. When they arrest somebody for an OWI, they have a choice between either having the person submit to a breath test, a urine test, or a blood test. And I've advocated for them to always use the blood test because it's the best result.
Now, let's make that clear. In the stacks of mainstream news articles I have, and I've mainly seen this out west, they don't give you a choice. They say, we're taking your blood on the side of the road. Were you aware of that?
No, I'm not. We don't do that in Wisconsin. No. Our law in Wisconsin allows the officer to, once the person is placed under arrest, to choose one of the three tests, either breath, urine, or blood, but only after they've been placed under arrest. Not on the scene of the road, no.
Now, have you heard about the checkpoints they run where they take the blood?
No, I'm not aware of that, and we don't do that up here either.
Well, I mean, you know, they started the drug testing of just some people in public schools, and now it's everybody. We can see this certainly probably growing in states that have started it. How long ago did Wisconsin start this?
Start doing what?
The blood testing.
Oh, I think it's been around for quite a long time. I mean, I've been prosecuting here for 10 years, and you know, we've always advocated to have the officers utilize a blood test as their primary test as opposed to the breath or the urine test, just because it's more accurate.
Now, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but, I mean, imagine an old black-and-white movie if the Germans on the train would have been sticking needles in people. The government sticking needles in us, you don't think that's Big Brother?
I don't think in the context of an OWI arrest, no, because they lawfully can do it. A blood draw can be done.
Now, the officer thinks they're on drugs. In the other states I've seen, they say that they take the blood to also look for other drugs.
Right, and we've done that, too. We've had, once the blood test has been obtained, the result has been obtained, we have them all sent to our state laboratory of hygiene, and most of the time they're just doing the screens for alcohol, but we've also, on occasions, had them run a screen for drugs, too, because we have seen situations where there's a combination of drugs and alcohol.
What do you do if it's legal drugs? Because Ritalin is legal methamphetamine. Prozac is a legal hallucinogen. What do you do about all the legal drugs they got everybody hopped up on?
Well, it depends, because our law actually, conceivably, you could be prosecuted for operating under the influence of a drug, even though the drug is legal, if it impairs your ability to safely operate.
So if you don't commit suicide from the Prozac, you'll end up in jail either way, so it's kind of a great system.
Well, not necessarily, no. Not necessarily.
I'm sure you heard about the suicide with the drugs.
No.
I'm going to read that article later. Yeah, back in the 83 trials of Prozac, they found it caused a lot of suicides, but so what, they go ahead and bring it forward. Now, so this is to keep us all safe, and has anybody died not giving blood in Wisconsin?
No, not that I'm aware of. And all our draws are done either in a hospital setting or we've had a medical provider come into the actual jail and do the draw there.
What do you do if somebody refuses?
If somebody refuses, and we've had this situation come up where they've, you know, essentially said, you know, you're going to have to hold me down to do it, and the law does allow us to use, the officers to use reasonable amount of force to obtain the blood sample, but typically what happens is the suspect will ask the nurse if they can do it, and the nurse will tell them, yeah, they can, and then the person cooperates. In 10 years, I've not seen a situation in my county where somebody's actually been physically held down to have the blood sample.
Usually, were you familiar with the executive order Clinton signed in 93 for urine and blood testing at driver's license facilities? That's actually the law, but they've never implemented. I wonder what people are going to think going to get their driver's license when it's not just biometrics, but they want our blood.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that at all, and I don't think that's not done up here at all.
Have you heard of the public schools now wanting that President Bush wants to drug test everybody?
No.
Yeah, he gave a radio address a few weeks ago. I'm sure you've heard that a lot of schools are moving to drug testing everybody. You didn't hear that?
Drug testing teachers or students?
All the students.
No, I'm not aware of that.
What do you think of that?
Well, I guess it depends on the, you know, what the circumstances are for the particular school. I don't know. It's hard hard to comment on something.
Let me just say this, okay? The mothers against drunk driving and the rest of it, and I've got the federal plans on this, the National Seatbelt Initiative Program Part 3. They admit it's about getting us used to checkpoints, getting us used to having our vehicles searched, getting us used to having our masters, the government, our owners, and I appreciate the great job you do owning us and running us. But at the same time, people are getting very angry about this, and you know, I'm not going to give my blood to anybody. I don't drink and drive, and you know, so I guess the police now are judge, jury, and executioner. They just go ahead and arrest me and take me on down to have my blood sucked, or if I'm in Nevada, or if I'm in someplace like Arizona, I guess they'll just hold me down on the side of the highway in a bed of fire ants and jab the needles into me.
I don't know what goes on in those other states. I only deal with what goes on in my jurisdiction, in my state. I would find that kind of hard to believe that that would happen.
You find it hard to believe. So you're not aware of a bunch of the stuff I brought up to you?
No.
Well, I have to tell you that I don't think the cost of, you know, giving up my liberty for so-called security is worth it. And, you know, to have this going on in our society, I mean, I think that it's scary that they're leaving the breathalyzer, which will find somebody if they're drunk, and moving into sticking needles in.
Well,
that's very invasive.
Well, but the problem is the, you know, the law does allow when somebody, at least in my state, and I'm sure this is probably consistent in other states, once you're placed lawfully under arrest for drunk driving, law enforcement officials have the option of obtaining evidence, and the blood is evidence of a crime. At least,
so they're law enforcement officials and authorities. They're not servants.
What do you mean by?
Well, we used to, just 10 years ago, it was public law enforcement, public servants, peace officers. It's enforcement now. It's authorities. It's officials.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe semantics. You know, a police officer puts somebody under arrest for an OWI, and you know, they have the lawfully can obtain evidence.
What I'm saying, sir, is that the semantics are very important. For 10 years now, we've been called civilians. Police are civilians. Our mayor here in Austin calls us civilians. Is this a military government?
I don't know what your mayor calls it down there.
Well, don't your police call people in Wisconsin civilians?
I suppose someplace in the state they may do that, but I'm not aware that they do it here.
Well, look, this is the point I'm trying to make to you.
Okay? I'm a little
you
lost
can say,
to the point.
well, Mr. O'Boyle, you know, I had you on. You sound like, you don't sound like a mean guy, so I'm not going to jump on you like I planned to do. But this is what I'm trying to say to you, okay? This is what I'm trying to get across to you. You can say it's the law. We had a law that black people weren't human beings. That doesn't make it just. We had a law that black people couldn't ride at the front of the bus. That doesn't make it just. We had a law that women couldn't vote. That doesn't make it just. So just because the courts say that you can have, you know, the nice men down at the jail sticking needles in us, and you've got your reasons to stop the evil drunk drivers, it's scary. It's out of control. It's Big Brother.
Well, I guess that's your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with that, but.
Well, if I got you the articles out of Nevada and places where they do it on the side of the road, but we found photos this morning of the police sticking the needle in somebody on the side of the road. I mean, so you agree that's pretty scary.
Well, I would agree that I would wonder why that's being done before I would go that far. Why? What authority would they have to do? If it was being done with absolutely no lawful authority, yeah, that's scary.
Well, you know the law. We're under arrest we're under arrest when the blue and reds go on.
No, we're not.
Oh, really? Well, I'll get chased and gunned down if I don't stop.
No, I doubt that.
Oh, you haven't watched Fox News with the chases?
I don't get Fox News up here.
Well,
I mean,
so you're saying I'm not under arrest in your county when the blue and reds
right.
go on?
All right, right, definitely.
Well then, what am I under when they do that?
You're being stopped, but you're not under arrest.
Well,
you're under arrest.
I don't think you've read the case law.
Pardon?
I don't think you've read the case law.
Oh, I'm well familiar with the case law in my state.
Well, let me just bring this up to you. I'm sure you heard about the Supreme Court case about do you have to show your ID. The courts have ruled hundreds of times, over 20 times in the Supreme Court, that you don't have to show your ID walking down the street.
Right.
You do with a motor vehicle, they claim. But the Supreme Court... you know, is moving to say, oh, you got to show your ID. I mean, do you think I got to show my ID when I'm walking my dog?
You legally don't have to. I mean, that's you just said that.
But But they still arrest people all the time for it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's a pretty broad sweeping statement. I mean,
in Austin, Texas, it's called failure to ID.
What's that?
It's called failure to ID here.
You're in Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm not familiar with your state's laws, so...
Look, I'm just trying to pick your brain on several issues here.
I know
here.
What you're trying to do. So
do the people love this up in Wisconsin? They love...
Do the people love what? I think the people see the seriousness and the dangers of drunk driving, and I don't think they have a problem with the laws being enforced lawfully. And that's
Let me ask
do.
You a question. They do this in Austin and in D.C. and other areas. Do your police go in bars to arrest drunks in the bars?
In 10 years, I haven't seen that kind of situation.
You haven't heard about that going on either?
No.
Oh, well, that's a big story. In fact, they go into places where they serve food, people aren't even drinking, just randomly fill paddy wagons. I bet you don't believe that.
You know, I would really want to see the details on that.
The Washington Times last year did a big article on it. Have you heard about the FBI crime lab framing people?
No.
Well, I've had the former head on of the crime lab, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. Just type Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, exposes crime lab. Did you hear about Tulia, Texas, where they arrested the 50-plus people? No drugs or paraphernalia found?
You know, I'm in Wisconsin. I don't keep up with the news that goes on in your state.
Well, my point is I don't even trust the government now to give us real tests, to give us real results.
Okay.
Mr. O'Boyle?
Yeah?
I don't have confidence in this government. I don't have confidence in its activities. Is there something wrong with me?
You certainly are entitled to your opinion. I suppose if you don't like it, you could move, but you're certainly entitled to your opinion.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, yeah, but I'm going to stay here. I want to make people move out of the country that want to pull me over and jam needles in my arm. I mean, I want America to be America, Mr. Boyle. Oh, Boyle.
Yeah?
I'm trying to find something out here. Have you heard about the national news stories about cameras in school bathrooms?
You know, no. And you keep asking me about stories here, there, and everywhere. No, I'm not aware of those.
Well, because
and
it all goes together.
I thought you wanted to talk about OWI laws and blood draws, not newspaper articles from all over the place. I'm not familiar with them. So I'm not in any position to comment on articles.
Well, let me give you an example of why I'm saying this. You're prosecuting a guy that's got a long rap sheet. You want to bring in his criminal record to the jury.
Not
so
always.
I'm trying to give you a snapshot of the stuff that's going on to find out. I want to see what's going on in your head, why you think this blood sucking is okay. So I'm trying to find out here to see if you're informed, to see if you know what's going on.
About what?
About the Orwellian garbage going on in the country.
I'm not sure what that has to do with my law enforcement officers in this office, our office enforcing the OWI laws in the state of Wisconsin in my jurisdiction.
Well, have you read the Wall Street Journal article?
You know, I have not seen it. I was surprised to actually get the phone call about this whole article because I have not seen it yet.
Were you interviewed by the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, I was, and it was quite some time ago.
Well, this just came out yesterday. Right. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, sir.
Yeah, I've not seen the article, so...
You can go read it after you get off the show. I imagine you are. But this is what I'm trying to get at. It's a scary article. Police are killing people. They're holding them down. They're doing this all over the country. The story doesn't say your people are doing that.
Right, but you're pretty much saying that. You're saying everybody's doing it based on articles and things that have happened in different parts of the country, and that's not really a fair characterization of everything. To say
well, no, I just clearly stated I didn't. I'm asking you if you guys did. You're saying no, and I was making clear
yet again
that you're not in that part of the article. I made clear that it was Nevada we were talking about.
Right. And I'm not. I mean, it'd be almost impossible for me to comment on something that's happened in Nevada that I have no knowledge of.
Well, I literally read to you from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm just trying to talk about this progression here. And as a public servant, as an official, an authority, I was trying to find out what your view on it is.
It's hard for me to give it a view on something that I'm not familiar with. What articles
is that? What we grew up to think of America as guys in black uniforms holding somebody down, putting a needle in their arm.
I don't know. It depends on each given person. I mean,
you guys still wear blue uniforms up there, or are they black uniforms?
I don't wear a uniform at all.
I mean your police.
You know, they have different colors. Different agencies have different color uniforms.
What's your county SWAT team symbol? Is it a skull or a cobra?
I don't think it's either one.
Black Widow?
No.
Well, what is it then?
I'm almost thinking it's an eagle if they have a symbol at all.
An eagle?
I don't even know if they have a symbol, to be honest with you.
An eagle? Well, that's good. Good old eagle.
Oh.
All right. Well, John O'Boyle, I'll let you go and go read the article. And we appreciate you coming on the show. And I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you mean well. But this isn't America. And you need to research the things I've told you about because it's all documented.
Okay, right on it. Thanks.
All right, God bless. Have fun out there with the needles. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let you respond to his authority-ness. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
A few side issues that connect into this blood-sucking situation. Alaska, Arizona, Iowa, Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Nevada, and Texas have in recent years enacted statutes specifically permitting police to use reasonable force to obtain blood samples in DUI cases, and that includes killing quite a few people by beating their brains out or crushing their skulls. And it gets into all that and how wonderful it is. We'll go to your calls here in a few minutes, but also have articles out of Arizona, out of Illinois. These are posted in the archives of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just type keywords into search engines, will come up. It's a great tool. before 9/11, you know, troops at high schools, middle schools, oh, we had a list of kids who hadn't had their vaccines. We dropped by to give it to them, the National Guard, or, you know, photos out of the Arizona Republic of the girl crying as the troops give her the shot. Didn't tell the parents, didn't tell anybody, had them sign a waiver form before, like a month before, that, oh, we'll be giving them shots they hadn't had them. Then had troops come in, lined them up. I got articles out of Pensacola where the troops marched around going, martial law, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is. People never believe that story until they go read it. I mean, this is the real stuff that's going on. So it also gets the police used to sticking needles in you. Gets them into that area, acclimates you. It's all part of a larger program. And you know what? I think I'm going to get the widow on, Mr. Jones. Oh, yes. It's amazing here. Testimony in a federal suit last year shows that authorities in Las Vegas regularly obtain blood samples in Clark County Detention Center. The suit involved a 98 incident. Police found Terry Jones, then 33, asleep at the wheel of a parked car and opened Budweiser between his thighs. He was arrested, taken to jail, and ordered to submit to a blood test. Mr. Jones, who had two prior DUI convictions, put up a furious fight. And they always use someone who's guilty as an example. And it says, Guard Daniel Kurtzky testified that physical resistance to blood draws was a nightly event. Guards would use whatever force is necessary, he testified, typically handcuffing defendants' arms behind their backs, bending them over on an examination table in the jail nurse's office and holding them down. Sometimes drivers were held on the floor. We always got our blood. I've talked to people who've been arrested in their houses for not paying a traffic warrant, and they take their blood and do blood tests. Well, we got him in here for not paying a warrant. Let's go ahead and take blood. I forgot about that. Mr. Jones, 270 pounds, tossed several officers off his back with the buck of his head. Two officers then testified that the other officer stood on his head and kicked him in the face, and he died. So that's the love of the New World Order for you. So we'll break and come back and go straight to your calls and into all this other Big Brother and 9/11 whitewash commission news. Just stay with us. We got 2 hours left here. Before I end this dwindling hour, I hope all of you get my powerful full-length feature, professionally produced Info Weapons, my videos, my books, the pro-gun liberal t-shirts. It's liberal to be pro-gun. No. You need to get the videos, the books, the t-shirts. You need to get the word out. Educate others. Now people are very open to be woken up right now. So take action. The videos are excellent. Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my book, Descent into Tyranny. The videos are $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Be part of history. Get in the fight. Best tools we found are these videos. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Stop procrastinating. Take action today. 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Second hour, only 70 seconds away. Your calls, ton of news, or gas. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.